bells calling us to Sunday worship, sounding the close of the Thursday market, warning us off the streets at the nightly curfew. Joyfully pealing bells heralded weddings and christenings. Muffled, mournful bells announced deaths. In the terrible year of 1564, the year the plague swept across England, the death knell tolled more than 200 times in Stratford-upon-Avon, our town of some 1,500 souls, 100 miles from London. Here, in the heart of Warwickshire, the Black Death carried away one life of every seven, leaving six behind to grieve. On the 26th of April in that year, before the plague and the fear that travelled with it had reached us, our family attended the christening of the firstborn son of John and Mary Shakespeare at Holy Trinity Church. Standing by the stone font, Vicar Brechgirdle poured holy water over the infant's head and named him William. The Shakespeares were well known in Stratford. John was a glovemaker and wool trader, and Mary, a daughter of the prosperous Arden family. Thanks to his wife's inheritance of property in the nearby village of Wilmcote, John was a man of means. Mary Shakespeare and my mother had been dear friends from childhood, and when the service had ended and the bells rang out, our family was among the well-wishers invited to call at the Shakespeare home next to John's shop in Henley Street. Mary, still pale from the rigours of childbirth 3 days earlier, rested on a wooden settle made comfortable with pillows. Next to her, the babe lay in a handsome cradle. His mother watched over him tenderly as John received their friends. The table in the parlour was spread with a white linen cloth on which fine pewter servers were heaped with meat pies, aniseed cakes, and marchpane. Guests drank to the health of the infant. He had slept through most of the goings-on, and now suddenly awoke, wailing lustily. I stood by the cradle and rocked it gently, as I'd often rocked my infant sister. But the babe howled even louder until his mother picked him up. That was my first introduction to Will Shakespeare. I was 7 years of age. There were five in my family. My father, Richard Hathaway, a yeoman farmer, my mother, Agnes, for whom I was named, my 10-year-old brother, Bartholomew, whom we called Tolly, my sister, Catherine, called Catty, barely a 12-month, and I. We lived at Hewland's Farm in the hamlet of Shottery, 2 miles from Stratford by the field path. Our thatched and half-timbered cottage sat amid lush gardens, blossoming orchards, fields of barley, and pasturage for flocks of sheep and goats, a team of oxen, as well as a few cows and horses, and a garth clamouring with chickens, ducks, and geese. Within weeks of William Shakespeare's christening, our lives changed in ways I could not then have imagined. The plague arrived in our town. The seeds carried, it was believed, by an apprentice lately come down from London. In July, the vicar entered in his burial book the Latin words, Hic incipit pestis, here begins the plague. Just days past my 8th birthday, on August 1st, Mary Shakespeare came to Hewland's Farm to talk to my mother. She said that she was taking the infant William to stay at her family home in Wilmcote until the danger was past, and urged my mother to move me and my sister Catty to safety.
For their sake, and for the sake of your unborn babe, Mary begged.
My mother's belly was already big with her 6th child. 2 had died in infancy before Catty was born. This one was due in November. I remember the loveliness of that day. Warm sunshine and a gentle breeze teased the delicate blue flowers of the flax field as the 2 women walked together in my mother's herb garden, Mary pleading, my mother making an effort to be cheerful.
But where would we go?
My mother asked.
There's none of my family left in Bilsley. Besides, we're as safe here at Hewland's as you will be in Wilmcote. Surely we must trust God to protect us, wherever we are.
She didn't mention her 2 dead infants or Mary's 2, turned to dust in the churchyard. The friends embraced and kissed each other,